Fred Film Radio, Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci, and we're just a few days away from the start of the 2019 Rome Film Fest, which is set to take place in the Italian capital from the 17th to the 27th of October. So I'm very happy to have been able to record an interview with artistic director Antonio Monda just ahead of the start of the festival. My first question to him was, the concept of the festival is that it isn't a festival, it's a feast.
First of all, it's a festa, as you say, not a festival, meaning that there is no competition, for example. The only award is the public award. And there is a main difference. Our talents, our stars, both filmmakers, actors, they don't come here to do just a red carpet and a press conference, as they do in all the major festivals. They spend days with us, spend an hour and a half on stage sharing their love for the movie. On top of that, we screen films that go from highbrow to lowbrow. It's a popular feast. We have excellent, excellent work of art, as in the past, Moonlight, but also films that are more mainstream. We're not ashamed of this. We're actually happy to put together, to combine together the two different elements.
Great. How do you feel the festival represents that this year's program?
First of all, let me say that this goes, I think, fits perfectly well what Rome is, highbrow and lowbrow. Miseria and nobiltà, the wonderful beauty of the city, and also the popular elements of the city. This year we go from cult icons like Bill Murray and Wes Anderson together to one of the greatest actors, actresses of today, Viola Davis. We go from directors celebrated everywhere like Koreeda, we do a retrospective and a close encounters with him, to more popular films or documentaries, such as, for example, Pavarotti by Ron Howard. The two elements go together. We have Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, a wonderful horror produced by Guillermo del Toro, but also a beautiful, small, and excellent film like Waves, or the Colombian film Santas Almas.
Right, and I also feel there's a strong female presence on this year's program.
Absolutely. We are proud and happy to say that we have 19 female directors. On top of that, even the icon of the festival is a female actress, one of the greatest stars of all time, Greta Garbo.
That's right. I also feel like we should say something about, there's two, if I'm correct in saying it, two new sections introduced this year. One is called Duel, the other is called Loyalty Betrayal. What's the idea behind them?
Duel, we talk about the greats of the cinema, like, let's say, Buster Keaton and Charlie Chaplin, or François Truffaut and Jean-Luc Godard, and many, many others. Federico Fellini and Luchino Visconti. And we ask personalities from different fields, artists, directors, screenwriters, writers, to champion one of the two rivals. The second element, called Fedeltà e Tradimento, it's about adaptation. Should an adaptation of a book be faithful or should betray the original source? And we have 15 major writers, four of them are winners of the Strega Award, commenting on this.
That's very interesting. And I also wanted to ask you, there's an eye in the future and lots of debates regarding festivals and, let's say, new ways of watching films, which I don't think are new necessarily anymore, such as Netflix. Do you have any opinion on whether or not that should impact festival programming or a program of a festival?
I am totally, totally open to Netflix. In fact, one of the most important films that we have, The Irishman, is a Netflix film. But it's not the only one. We have also an Italian film called L'Uomo Senza Gravità. I think it's the future. It's not only it's today's, but it's also the tomorrow of cinema.
I urge all listeners who want to know more about the festival to check out the official website. And thank you very much, Antonio, for joining us. I know you're very busy, so thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thanks very much for listening. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.